Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Hello. Hello, my beautiful, empathic, intuitive, and heart-driven peeps. Megan Jean here. For today's episode, I've chosen to go a little bit different. With the way things are going at the moment, there is just such a need to ground. When we feel unsafe, when we feel unstable, when things are coming in and we feel like we have lost control, our base chakra is definitely affected. Oh my goodness. Our base chakra is where we hold our fears. It's where we feel our sense of safety or not. And it's also very much linked to how we place ourselves in the greater community, everyone around us, and the tribe. Our commitment to our tribe, our links to our responsibilities in the greater sense. Now, it has been a time where I haven't really known what to say about what is going on around, and I still really want my work in the world to be a safe space, knowing that everyone in my community and myself, we are highly sensitive. We feel things before they've even happened. This is a big time where there can be a lot of unrest going on, whether you feel directly affected or indirectly taking on everyone's pain, everyone's worry. This episode is dedicated to you as a meditation for the root chakra, hopefully to help you gain relief, some stability, some grounding, anchoring that energy, that red energy that we have right at the base of the spine, right where we sit. So, for today's episode, while it's not knowledge or anything to consider, I'd ask you to make sure you're in a nice, comfortable position, a nice, comfortable space. If this isn't what you're sort of after right now, I apologize, but I also ask you to save this. Be ready whenever the time is right and come back, play this episode, check the show notes. Even if you want to come back to this again and again, make sure that you save it in your favorite podcast platform, and I will pop it in the show notes exactly when the meditation begins. So here is my gift to you to help feeling grounded, feeling safe, feeling secure, healing for the base chakra. Thank you. Welcome to this root chakra grounding meditation. Find yourself a very, very comfortable place to sit or lie down if that is more comfortable for you. Take these few moments to settle into your position, make any adjustments that are necessary, and once you're ready, take in a beautiful, deep breath to open your meditation. Continue to breathe nice and deeply. Allow the air to fill you right down to the bottom of your spine as you're breathing in. And as you're breathing out, allow every little bit of air to be released from your body. In turn, taking with it anything that no longer serves you. Breathing in, feeling like light is filling your body as far down as it goes. And when you breathe out, allow that outward breath to take with it any stress, any pain, any tension. We are releasing what no longer serves you in this time. Feel the support of the structures underneath you. Feel weightless in this time. Your body begins to lose any weight, any heaviness. As if a vortex has opened up above your head, and like a very gentle suction from a vacuum, you begin to feel like your head, the thoughts in your brain, are being taken up and out. Those which are not useful, those which are overwhelming. Those which are causing you to feel stress, they're very easily and effortlessly going up and out of your crown. Cleared and transmuted in this gentle vortex. Feel any stress or tension that is felt around the muscles of your face be taken away, and in these areas it begins to soften. Your eyes relax a little bit more, your forehead relaxes a little bit more, your chin, your jaw, your neck. Feel this vacuum-like essence going down into your shoulders, and make any adjustments, relaxing them further, because all of that weight on your shoulders is now dissipating and going away, going up. You do not need to carry it anymore with your physical body. Feel your shoulders start to drop further and your arms begin to relax. This relaxation goes down your upper arms, through your elbows, and you feel this radiating relaxation cascading down your forearms and into your hands and out of every single finger. And as you go feeling this relaxation, feeling this weightlessness, feeling this suction going down and down through your heart space. Anything that you've been carrying on your chest, anything that has been trapped within your heart, any grief, any sadness, is so effortlessly and beautifully being taken away. Feel this suction lovingly go down and clear anything from the digestive tract, pushing past the solar plexus point and right into the full space of the abdomen. Whatever you have been holding on to, or whatever has been moving too quickly through you, it now slows, it now softens. Gets into a beautiful soft rhythm and feels completely clear, completely relaxed. Feel this suction, the vortex doing its work now, all throughout the pelvis, throughout the hips. Allow the reproductive organs, the small, the large intestine, even the colon, have anything that no longer serves it being cleared, being released, any stress that you hold within these areas, any pain within the lower back. It gradually but surely feels like it's beginning to be weightless with this clearing. And now feel this sensation of lightness cascade down the legs, down the thighs, down the knees, and it shoots right down in a calm, clear, and warming sensation, right down through the calves, through the ankles, and right to the ends of your feet, to the tips of your toes. Scan your body and realize that this lightness has now overtaken you. And with this lightness, your light body begins a very short journey. Imagine yourself standing on ground which isn't 100% stable, like lily pads or paving stones. As you step upon these stones or these structures, you don't feel 100% supported. But you know that as you move through these steps, you're going to a place which is, in fact, far more stable. As you journey on, you feel a sense of safety approaching, and before you, a platform appears. Just a few more steps and you're standing on this solid form. You may imagine it as brick, as stone, as earth. But you are more than welcome to jump up from this unsteady plane and take those first steps onto beautiful, solid ground. Allow that sensation in your feet to really contact this surface. It may feel tingling, it may feel warm. And this sensation may even feel like it radiates up through your legs and right up to the pelvis. This earth ascends upwards. This structure has steps. So with that, you take the steps necessary to get up to the plateau, to the top of this solid form beneath your feet. For whatever reason, just being here gives you strength. And if you look out on the landscape where you've come from, it's now time to say goodbye to that shaky ground, knowing that this is your new platform from which you get to operate from, you get to live from, and you get to cherish. Sit yourself down at the center of this plateau. Imagine it to be comfortable. Is it covered in pillows? Is it covered in grass? Imagine that everything you need to feel comfortable is surrounding you. You're sitting down in a cross-legged position. Beautiful words and whispers begin to be apparent in the air that surrounds you. You hear these words speaking. I am grounded. I trust that I'm protected. A beautiful blue bubble of protection surrounds me. Energized. I feel excited. Others feel me as love. These words, these affirmations begin to surround your body. They come into the form of little orbs or spheres or bubbles. Each orb or sphere, as you see it, is the color of red. I am grounded. I trust that I'm protected. A beautiful blue bubble of protection surrounds me. I feel energized. feel excited. Others feel me as love. And with that, these beautiful red orbs of light, these spheres, these bubbles, they sit at the top of our head and begin to enter our body via the crown. And feel it as natural gravity allows them to go down within the center of our being, effortlessly filling our body, going down through the crown, past the third eye. Feel them go down the throat and through the heart. They cleanse and energize the area of the solar plexus. They race around and energize the sacral. And then they sit at the root, the very base of your spine. And this is where you start to feel a cord being formed at the base of your spine, at the root chakra point. Lovingly allow this cord to extend from your body through this solid ground, through this structure. And with lightning speed, it travels down and down and down into the earth. Through the dirt, through the clay, through the crystals, and right down to the molten lava core of the Earth Mother herself. Feel your cord make connection with the core. And as you sit in this connection, feel those red orbs, full of intention, full of their energy, race up and down your cord from Mother Earth and back, gaining more energy, really embodying your grounding, really embodying the fact that you trust that you are protected. Allow that beautiful blue light to feel like it surrounds you. Feel protected. Feel a surge in that energy. Feel a surge in your excitement. And know that beyond this moment, others will view you with love. Feel empowered to know that you are protected from any lower energies or entities. That despite what goes on in the world, you are standing on solid ground now and beyond. And that these beautiful powers have automatically become one with you. Feel the healing and bubbling energy transferring up and down this cord. any lower energies within your cells, within the structures of your body, within your organs. Naturally, with gravity, drain down this cord where Mother Earth does clear and transmute all of the energy that you no longer need. She does so with love. All of the lower energies, the stress, the anxiety, the fight or flight responses radiating through your nervous system, the thoughts in your mind that perhaps take you away from your core, they too are naturally and lovingly draining down, down, down into the cord. All of this loving energy is truly making you feel lighter and lighter by the second. With this clearing, you can almost feel the root chakra spinning and turning. Without knowing how or why, your body feels unblocked. It's like your DNA realigns, protected, solid, strong. And now you will your cord to disconnect from Mother Earth, giving thanks. And with lightning speed, it begins to rise back up. There is full permission to grab that energy of the crystals, that energy of the clay, that energy of the earth, bringing it back up, 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 and installing within your being as your cord now retracts all the way back up. And what is left within you is this beautiful red energy. You do feel grounded. You do feel trust in your protection. This beautiful blue bubble of protection now surrounds you. It only lets love in. You do feel energized. You do feel a sense of excitement. And even if you are not physically experiencing the energy of others around you, your etheric body already knows that others feel you as love. From where you sit on this beautiful solid foundation, it is now time to stand up. Feel your etheric body stretch, move, dance. And rather than leave this place, we're going to keep this solid foundation underneath you. As you start to deepen your breath, allow this surrounding disappear from vision, but not disappear from your feeling. And just simply deepen your breath now. taking in beautiful deep breaths right down to your base chakra, right down to the bottom of the spine. Releasing this light air that now flows through your body, breathing fully out. Start to wiggle your toes, start to wiggle your fingers. And bring yourself back into the room in which you are. Very slowly open your eyes. Give thanks and gratitude to your guides, to your angels that stand around you. And know that you leave this space in solid strength, grounded, protected energy. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.